That's right, this is Tom Edison, host of the Connect the Dots radio show. This is the call-in radio show. You can actually call in and speak your mind. Connect the dots in your way. Number is 888-627-6008. Eight, the number, if you turn it sideways, it almost looks like infinity. Well, let me tell you, I've been looking around all week, and boy, have I been noticing things. And when I notice things, I just automatically begin to connect the dots that there's something going on. I mean, I've seen things I've noticed in this last week that they just were not present out there years ago. I believe everyone probably understands the term high tension wires, those big structures that carry the cables from one framework tower to another. Except what I happened to notice was, we've all seen them around everywhere. I happened to notice that on some of these towers, they're running wires down from the top where the wires are strung, the high tension cables, down to about down the side of the structures that hold these wires up high in the air. Two cables down to about 10 feet attached to the wires on top, running two cables down to about 10 feet above the ground with a large circular spool attached to each one, which signifies they're planning on connecting something to these spools of wire near ground level. Now, why would an electric power company be doing that unless they're planning something very specific? And there is no sign of a construction of a building where I've seen these things, so they're going to attach these wires they're extending from down at the top of the high tension cables up high on the grid work there. I don't know what the distance is, maybe 100 feet to the ground or something. And they're obviously got spools of at the end of these wires, there's spools of wires, so they're going to attach it to some kind of mobile system that they're going to drive in there, that they're going to use all this power out of these high-tension wires to run whatever thing that they're planning on running. Now, that seems kind of strange to me that such things have been only recently started to show up. And I suspect the worst, as in most cases, because I don't trust our government. I don't trust the world government. I don't trust the secret military government. And I don't trust things that are not being explained and sneakingly showing up in places where it doesn't make any sense why this would be happening. And so, as I look around, I'm telling everyone else, you need to start looking around what's going on. You're riding on the highway, you see all these new little square, they look like speakers or something, square or rectangle-shaped speakers up over the highway. And I've been told different forms of radar or something. And you might want to connect that, too, with the new surveillance type equipment that supposedly can read your wallet as you're riding down the highway. And if you have a lot of those new $100 bills with the fancy barcodes incorporated to them and the other metal attachments, they're watching for who's riding down the highway with a lot of new $100 bills in their pocket, which is kind of an invasion of privacy for whatever so-called legitimate reason they might be doing that. And looking around too, I only started putting two and two together within the last year, but I never mentioned it really publicly. I'm doing it right now. Started looking around at all the flagpoles out there, even the old ones. They all have a silver ball on top, or aluminum ball, or sometimes they're painted gold, or maybe they're gold-coated. And I started thinking about it because my mind's always connecting the dots. That's why I wrote the book, Connect the Dots Theory. Everyone should buy it and learn how to connect the dots yourself and learn what's going on behind the scenes. Too many bad things. I just list them. I can't go into them. There's that many. But there's a big list of them in my book. Anyhow, I'm talking about these spheres on top of flagpoles here. Now, it doesn't make any sense why there would be a sphere, a round ball, on top of every flagpole. There's no functional purpose to it. It costs more money to add an extra piece to the flagpole. So why are they been continuously doing this? And you start looking around, you'll see every flagpole has this ball on top. Now, because I've studied multidimensional physics, and everybody should study it because it's important to understand shapes. It helps you spot when weird things are going on. Shapes are not out there just for decoration. And spheres can be used for a lot of things. And we're always learning things from science fiction movies. I'm sure many people have seen the original Frankenstein movie, or even ones after that, where he's got this giant pole with a giant sphere on top, and electricity is arcing out of it. And they've even made toys like that, where you got a sphere and there's electric, low-powered electricity arcing out of it. So spheres have scientific value for arcing electric currents out of them. And to tell you the truth, I had the privilege of seeing a full-scale model that was... I was making this delivery into this building back in the 1980s, and they were tearing it down. It looked like something from World War II, and they had a couple of pieces of machinery in this giant warehouse, and one of them was a giant sphere about maybe 4 or 5 feet wide, sitting on top of a pole, maybe 60, 70 feet into the air. And it looked just like the thing in the Frankenstein movie. And it had a lot of electric wires attached to it, and precious metals and stuff like that. So it was obviously being used in some kind of experimentation with arcing electricity off of that giant ball on top. So that alone tells us that these things are being used by scientists. And spheres on top of poles can be used scientifically in creating of electric arcs and possibly broadcasting frequencies, which could be negative, or bouncing signals off a sphere to disperse it, especially a negative frequency, because such weapons, it's on the agenda to be used against undesirable peoples. And the world controllers consider free-thinking people to be undesirable people, which means a good percentage of the United States. We need to start looking into this. We need to protect ourselves. And what else in connection with the same observations? I happen to notice, by the way, you know, I watch a lot of news. I try to watch world news from other countries because you find out things that you'll never hear with the fake news here. And I'm always noticing pictures of buildings with domes, like our Capitol in Washington, D.C., and what else is the Lincoln Memorial? And there's actually a dome building downtown Manhattan, which probably in some way was connected with the other pyramid top building and the truncated top building near where the World Trade Centers were, and they were probably used somehow in connection with focusing energies to bring down the towers. You know, there's a metaphysical hidden story about how those buildings were brought down, and my book actually talks about that. And I claim to be the first one to bring that up because most people don't understand multidimensional realities, and they don't understand how you can use shapes to broadcast energies. That's why my book, Connected Dots Theory, is important to read, so you can be aware of what's being done. And when you're looking out there and you see buildings with pyramids on top of them, and you see obelisks with pyramids on top of them, you can be sure they're not there just for decorations. These buildings are going to be used, and probably used against good people. And if you happen to be from the New York City area, you look at what's going on in Manhattan now. There's just plenty of buildings with triangles and pyramids and all kinds of geometric shapes popping up everywhere. And it's just too coincidental to be ignored. And while we're talking about shapes, let me just move to something else relating to shapes. Many of you, you've heard about crystals, and maybe some of you use crystals. In fact, the last show that was to precede me, I believe it's called Spiritually Naked. If you're considering spirituality and spiritual connections with the spirit world, crystals play an important part in that, because quartz crystals, clear quartz crystals especially, are capable of interacting with every frequency in the whole universe. Now, that's one of the few substances that can do that. Your mind can do that too in certain ways. But as far as like an object, a crystal can be used to interact with the spiritual realms. And your body resonates to quartz crystal. And you can use quartz crystals to heal parts of your body, certainly the energy part of your body. I work with crystals. It's a very unfortunate thing that's happening in our world right now, especially here in the United States, is that we have all these rotten chemtrail planes spraying poison into the air. You know, an easy way to cleanse your crystals would be to put them out in the sun. But with all the chemtrails spraying around, you really don't want to do that with your crystals now. And I hope this message gets through to people that are using crystals, because crystals pick up frequencies, poisonous nanoparticles being sprayed into the air. Have frequencies of their own, and if you lay your crystals out in the sun, they pick up too many of these toxic particles, start landing on them. Those frequencies are going to be carried into the crystal and stored there. And so you'll have to, no sooner than you have your crystal out in the sun, you have to go cleanse it with something else. Pack them in salt, sea salt, or you can use pennyroyal. But these are important things for people to understand. These chemtrails are ruining every aspect of life. I mentioned last week that I'm posting a lot of messages out on Twitter now, and you ought to check out my messages. I'm using the hashtag Tom Edison Press, P-R-E-Z. And I'm making a lot of bold statements out there, if you happen to go on Twitter, about the chemtrail insanity. And I'm making requests that the president or somebody do something to stop these flames from poisoning the earth, poisoning our water, poisoning our food, and poisoning us all at the same time. And definitely ruining for people who want to put their crystals out in the sun to cleanse them. But let me go back to crystals now. And the study of crystals actually should be taught in public education, because these are important tools for us as human beings to use to help us evolve. And the knowledge of what type of crystals to use and how to use them should be public knowledge. It's not. It's been left for the esoteric realms of society. And at one point, I didn't know anything about them except, you know, they look nice. But then somebody gave me some crystals, and they didn't know what they were really good for either, so I had to buy some books, and I taught myself what they're all about. And then I found out that there's all kinds of special crystals that exist. And I remember reading this book that about the most special crystals are the ones with the little triangle engraved on the face of the crystal, which is the end termination point. You know, crystals have either one end termination point, which is always six-sided, or they're a double termination point. So as I'm reading about these most specialized generator crystals that have the etched-in triangle, the statement was made, if you were meant to have one of these things, it'll find you. So there's no better story than a true story. The next day I go out to a crystal shop I had gone to before to buy some crystal balls to use for healing and energizing my chakras. And I asked, do you have any Lemurian crystals? And sure enough, they did. And I looked through them, and within less than a minute, I found one with the etched-in triangle. The price was right, and I bought it. Well, talk about prophecy being fulfilled. So I guess I was meant to have it, and I cherished that crystal. Now, I had to learn about, well, how can I get something out of this crystal, you know? And I did some reading on it, and I got one amazing bit of information out of this crystal. And the knowledge I gained from this one amazing experience was all I've been able to get out of the crystal, but it was so fantastic that it led to some analogy that led to some important information that I put in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. So this is it. I was basically, what I've read in the books was to take this crystal and put the termination face that has the etched-in triangle. Supposedly there's galaxies of information hidden in these crystals once you learn to access them. So I was just, as a novice, doing trial and error, and I held it, placed it against my forehead, third eye area. And lo and behold, my mind was transported into a vision, seeing a vision. And what this vision showed me was the outline of a human figure outlined by star points at you know, the elbows, the shoulders, enough points there to outline a human figure. And the message accompanying this vision I had inside my mind was that these points that were outlining the human figure, like stars in the sky outlining something recognizable, like the Big Dipper or something easy like that, that these points of light represented the points on the body where things could attach to us electronically, which is an important point to understand, that things can attach themselves to your body. And through that, and further thinking, and further investigation of things, I came up with the conclusion that what I had read about negative thought forms being projected into our living space by evil entities, regardless of what they are, that they could hook onto us electronically, as this vision I had seen at these points, and stick with us unless we made an effort to remove them or became aware that we're carrying around this baggage that has electronically hooked onto us. And that led me to come up with the term thought attraction flypaper. And I'm talking about the negative thought forms that are put out there that have an existence of their own. Yes, there are evil creatures that know how to manifest these things on purpose. And I refer to it, it's like a movie. It's been projected into space and it's just floating out there looking to attach to something. And there are some universal laws of attraction that like thoughts attract, not like magnets. Magnets, we know that North Pole attracts to the South Pole and they hook onto each other. Well, that's magnetics. But, and we're talking about thoughts, like thoughts gravitate to like thoughts. And these are the laws of the universe. I didn't invent this. I've read about it in numerous books, and everybody seems to agree that that's how it is. So, when you start, and this is the danger of these things floating around in the air, so in combining the knowledge I learned from the crystal that there are electric points all around our body that can hook onto things electronically, and thoughts are kind of an electronic frequency, when you start thinking about something bad, you're going to attract these thought form movies to hook onto you, and the movie just continuously plays the rest of your life. Unless you make an attempt to get rid of it, or you're very strong-willed and it's not going to affect you. And I mentioned in my book, there's the perfect example how people get addicted to pornography. They start thinking about a pornographic theme, and there are these floating pornographic movies out there just looking to hook up with people that dwell on these visual images of pornography. And then, lo and behold, you might just attract too many movies to your body, and the next thing you know, your mind is being overwhelmed by pornographic movies playing on a subconscious level in your brain. And it's true with other addictions, too. There's probably a floating movie for every negative thought a human being thinks. And so it's important to concentrate on good things in life, because you'll attract good things to you, and you want those good things to hook on to you. and you want to avoid the bad things hooking onto you. But that's what I learned from crystals, that this is part of the mechanism that you can't see it happening, but once you imagine how it can happen and get some pertinent facts as to how things really work on the invisible and subliminal level, you'll see it's a reality that we need to consider to keep our heads above water and keep from being over-controlled by negativity. And there's plenty of it on this world. In fact, I've read the books where the information has been revealed by those who had access to the more evolved creatures of the universe that have revealed the information to us that our planet is so under attack that there are evil life forms in other parts on other constellations that actually broadcast negative frequencies into our world to serve their own agendas. And supposedly the headquarters is the star Polaris for these evil entities that pick on the Earth, which isn't that convenient. If you know anything about the stars, star Polaris is the North Star. And, you know, we're constantly circling around the North Star. How convenient for evil entities at such a location. Well, the good news is, supposedly, when the change takes place and we move into the new reality, our sun is going to take a different path in the sky, and we'll be circling a different star. We'll become our North Star. So much for crystals. So it's important information for everybody to learn, especially people that want to spiritually evolve. Crystals are very important things. Clear quartz crystals we're talking about. We're not talking about fake crystal balls made out of glass that are sold for low prices everywhere. It has to be quartz crystal. Real quartz crystal, and real quartz crystal won't be perfectly clear. It'll have blemishes in it, but that's okay. It still works effectively. And just by any chance, if there's anyone listening to the show that has a Lemurian crystal with a triangle etched in it, call in. Let me know. Supposedly, there's a story out there that those of us who have these crystals put our crystals together, wonderful things can happen. So far, I haven't met anyone who has one. I'm the only one I know that has one. But I haven't met that many people who have crystals. So my search is just beginning in relation to that, but I just thought I'd mention it tonight. And crystals, they're just like wonderful objects to study and look at. They, you can learn about energies. You know, they have the projected energy out the termination point, and they have secondary and tertiary energies coming out the sides. This is science. You can find this information out very quickly. There's a lot of crystal books out there, and it's great knowledge to learn. So it's an education, and in this world, the best education we can give ourselves is to educate ourselves, because orthodox education is really mind control, and it's very limited because they want us to remain stupid. They, who are they? World controllers. Some of them are of this world, some of them are not. And there's plenty of evidence that plenty of races have come to our world, and some of them have taken control, and this is a fact, and I defy anybody to prove otherwise. So anyhow, crystals, they're all hexagonal, real crystals, outside of the ones they put in a tumbler and turn into a crystal ball. But when you find them naturally in nature, the matrix they grow into is a spiral of tetrahedrons that form a hexagonal outside perimeter. And the six sides, they stretch up to a termination point, flat area, which is called the face, and that's where the triangle is etched into. Supposedly, it's been done by people speculate it was done by the Lemurian Society or the Atlantean Society, and that the one I have and those that others have contain vast amounts of high-tech information. So maybe that this will all inspire you, if you're listening, to go out and buy some crystals and start experimenting with them. I guess the easiest one is to start working with is the crystal ball made out of quartz crystal. It doesn't have to be that big, and you can learn some exercises to roll these crystal balls around your chakra areas and up and down your energy flow paths, which you can easily buy books to tell you where the paths are. Like I've always said since I started this show is an educational show. Every time you listen to it, you're going to learn something. So, kind of following order here, you know, crystals are have their geometry, they're hexagonal. And while we're talking about geometric patterns, I know this one person that was staring at a crystal, the sun shining through it in the window, and then all of a sudden they got geometric patterns fluttering around the inside of their eye. Now, if you were to go on the internet, these geometric patterns that many people have seen, they come and they go in a short period of time, have unfortunately been classified in the area of migraine headaches by ignorant doctors who know nothing about metaphysics or multidimensional realities. That's typical doctors for you. They don't know what it is. They just make up a name for it and take a guess. They haven't a clue, though. And unfortunately, some of these people, when they experience these I call these things adjustment of your vision that's being done to you by those of the higher reality that are paying attention to your life, because apparently our visions have to be adjusted to, encompass the new reality that is coming. Now, I started getting these rings of geometric shapes. With me, they start in the center of my eye. I've been getting it for about 10 years now. At first, I wasn't sure what was happening, but because I was gaining knowledge about multidimensional realities, geometries, etc., I eventually deduced that this is a vision enhancement, and that's what I call them. It happens to me, it always starts in the center and moves outwards. Sometimes it goes into a complete ring around one eye, sometimes a complete ring around both eyes, sometimes a half a ring around one eye and full ring around the other eye, sometimes it's just a three-quarter ring around one eye. But they always start in the center and they move to the edge, and when they get to the edge, they just like go off the edge of the world, and that's it, it's over. And when they happen, I just love to lay down and just like close my eyes, and then I can see them better than if I had my eyes open, and just enjoy the light show. And there may be many of you listening out there who have experienced this too. Now, it's not a migraine headache. That's the ignorant classification by doctors that don't know anything about metaphysics, geometries, or anything related to a higher reality. And so, unfortunately, it's been categorized that. But if you go on the internet and look up migraine headaches, you have a lot of testimonials and a lot of kind of drawings of what it looks like. And as soon as I looked it up, I said, yeah, that's the reality of what's happening, except I claim it's vision enhancement. And yes, when you start learning about higher evolved beings of the universe, like the Brotherhoods of Light or the White Brotherhoods of Light, they work behind the scenes to help evolving cultures like our human race, especially through change points, and we're in the middle of a change point right now. There's people out there that say they have contact with some of these beings, and they're doing their best to remove some of the negativity off of our world, which is great news to hear, except I wish they were doing it a lot faster, because there's just too many bad things still affecting our human race, and the bad guys are stepping up their program, unfortunately, and they're using geometries to set up killing weapons, because that's the plan. I spoke about it before. Get rid of 95% of the population, and if they need any more people, they can. That's why, you know, they're working on artificial intelligence, because the people who want to control our world, or creatures we could call them, because some of them are not people, some of them are the note creatures I talk about, not of this earth creatures, who want full control of our world, which means also full control of the human race. They can rely on a lot of artificial intelligence creatures, and what if they... these globalist world controllers, they've hired a lot of scientists to continue with super fast pace of creating artificial intelligence, because that way they can replace more of us, because we're only good for slave labor when it comes to these world control people. And while I'm still talking about geometries and the broadcasting of frequencies through geometries, and the envisionment of characters and figures that we can see in our mind, that is part of a high-tech communication, a form of communication. I just want to remind everybody of a famous statement that, and to help everyone get more interested in geometry. Back in the 17th century, the famous astronomer Galileo said that, think about this, back in the 17th century, the famous astronomer Galileo said that the language of the universe is written in mathematics, and its characters are triangles, circles, and other geometrical figures without which it is humanly impossible to understand a single word of it. And that communication I received through that crystal with the triangle in its face was of that nature. It involved figures, it involved geometries, it involved angles, vectors, and sparkle points. So, that is what I am saying. Everybody learn something tonight. Look it up tomorrow on the internet. migraine headaches. It's got nothing to do with it. Unfortunately, some people get headaches when they have this vision enhancement. And I'm claiming it's vision enhancement, and that's what goes on in the universe. Higher evolved intelligence, like the white brotherhoods of light that serve the real good authority from which all has came, you know, simplification, the real God, not the false gods. The false gods are here on our world, still trying to rule over us, and there's false gods throughout the whole universe. And I mentioned the white brotherhoods of light, because, yes, even some of the brotherhoods of light decided they wanted to go the dark route. And these are the ones that come to Earth and claim to be famous people to deceive humans. A warning to all you people that have spiritual connections, you astrologers and et cetera, you're working with spirit beings. You need to ask the spirit beings pertinent questions three times in a row. I hear that's the thing, that even the dark side has to obey those rules or else or whatever happens to them, who knows. But there's plenty of dark entities out there claiming, duping human beings, claiming, you know, they're Jesus, claiming they're the Buddha, claiming they're Angel Gabriel, claiming all kinds of, you know, claims designed to fool unsuspecting humans. And there's many, fortunately, there's many human beings working with spiritual connectedness, and they don't know, even realize they're working with creatures from the dark side, and they're being duped. And a message of warning out there. Like I said, I've picked it up in reading literature that if you're talking to a spirit being, you have a right to question them if they are really who they say they are, and they have to answer. You ask them the same question three times in a row, and if they can't answer it straightforward three times in a row, you know that they are a fake. Important information. Famous quote from Jesus of Nazareth. Test the spirits. Serious business here. And so much for that. Oh, one more thing in relation to geometry and shapes and special shapes. You know, the famous philosopher Plato, he talked about the special shapes as being part of the underlying reality beneath all of what we call physical reality and see. And because of that, over time, he was given, they called him the five Platonic solids. They attached his name to the five basic shapes that are identified as being major components to the underlying weave of physical reality. The Platonic solids, they call them, that's right. One of them is the tetrahedron, which is a three-sided pyramid with a base the same identical size and shape as the others. That's the perfect tetrahedron. The perfect tetrahedron, we could say, is an equilateral triangle, a pyramid made out of three equilateral triangles forming the sides of the pyramid, and the base also an equilateral triangle. That is a tetrahedron. You can look it up in a dictionary, and they probably have a picture of it or linear depiction of it. And, of course, you can buy them in stores. Stores that sell crystals, they sell pyramids, and they also sell tetrahedrons. So what we should be concerned about is something that I picked up off the internet. I don't know when the Russians did it, but they recently sent something up in space called the MAYAK satellite, I believe. I believe it's spelled M-A-Y-A-K. Russian satellite. It's up there now, floating around, and it's in the shape of a tetrahedron. Well, those of us that know that what can be done with tetrahedrons will surely recognize that this is a potential weapon floating around in space now. Because with pyramidal structures, you can focus energy into them and project energy out. And if it's an equilateral tetrahedron, that means they can spin this thing and it can shoot energy in four directions at the same time. Fantastic weapon. If you wanted to use it as a weapon, I don't believe it is now. The cover story is, well, they wanted to put up a satellite that would be the brightest star, shine brighter than any star in the sky. Well, no one in their right mind is going to spend the amount of money it costs to put up a satellite just to say, hey, look, we sent up a satellite. It's the brightest light in the sky now. Outshines all the stars. No one is going to do that just for that. So what's the obvious reason? A weapon. A sophisticated energy weapon. And when you're talking about special shapes connect to every dimensional zone in the universe. That's right. And so you can gather energies from every aspect of reality and focus it through an object like that, and it becomes it. You can build up the energy levels to make it extremely powerful that technically it probably could slice the Earth right in half. I don't think anybody's planning to go that far with it, but it's surely a weapon that can be used to cause a lot of havoc on Earth. And people need to be concerned about that. I believe I'm the only person talking about this because there was no chatter on the Internet about it. They just said, mentioned that the Russians put it up, it's in orbit, and it's the shape of a tetrahedron. So apparently everyone is brain dead that should be paying attention to this. Where's our National Security Agency? Something floating around in space like that is a potential danger because it can be turned on into a weapon in the flash of a second if you have the equipment to focus the energy into it. And hey, I have no reason to doubt that the Russians wouldn't have such energy. But I don't believe the Russians are out to, annihilate the United States at all. I don't believe that at all. In fact, if you've been paying attention to the news and what's being talked about in Russia is the insanity of these chemtrails. And I just happened to come across the information. You know that Russia is the only nation on the face of this planet that does not allow chemtrails to be flying over them, their land. Which says they're a lot smarter than what's going on. The U.S. government, is asleep at the wheel. And they're just, you know, they just take the bribes and they won't do anything stupid if there's money around to tell them to do it. That's what we all hate about our government. And unfortunately, that's the situation we're in. But people need to be paying attention to that. If you're listening to my voice tonight, go on the Internet tomorrow. Look it up. MAYAK, M-A-Y-A-K, Russian satellite. There's a drawing of it there, how it's supposed to look like flying through space. Obviously, that's not the real photo of it, but the people who posted that drawing, they found out about it was tetrahedron shaped, and so they drew a facsimile of what it would probably look like. But just the fact that the story is out there, it's something to be concerned about. Now, meanwhile, if you just watch the news from around the world, other cities and stuff like that, you'll see that they got these geometric buildings with special shapes on them popping up all over the world. And these are all going to be used as energy weapons eventually. What the range is, it's hard to say. And this is part of the giant building thing of building all the powerful, tall buildings. Because if you can broadcast negative frequencies out of a super tall building, you can cover a lot of area. And the secret militaries, the globalists, they know all the frequencies. They know what frequencies will kill people on the spot. And this is coming our way. Unless some government gets the guts to start putting a stop to this. But apparently, you know, the Russians are the only ones who are hip to what's going on, and they're not going to play along with this. Thankfully, somebody is not. But here we are living in America, and our government is allowing this kind of insanity to happen. It's sad. I've said it before, and I'm saying it again tonight. The U.S. government has been compromised, believe it, because there's no evidence to point otherwise. We've got a Congress that just wants to bicker my group over your group and can't agree on anything except to put sanctions against Russia, the one country in the world that is trying to avoid the insanity of the chemtrails and the insanity of restarting the Cold War. So that alone there tells you the recent sanctions against Russia of the Senate, 98 out of 100 people were all for this. Well, that says 98% of our Senate is mind controlled by the globalists who want constant war and want to bring us back to the Cold War era and keep the wars going and keep the Russian-U.S. Anger going and hatred for each other. Doesn't have to be that way, but it's being manipulated by the globalists who are controlled, I say, by the false gods from the 12th planet plus other dark side ETs, the insect types that just, you know, have no love for humans. You know, they have the hive mentality. And these are things that we, the general public, have to deal with because our government is not going to do anything, as we can see. In fact, there's a lot of bad news on the internet about the so-called status quo people in Washington are desperately want to get rid of Trump, our President Trump, because he isn't willing to play along as a stooge like all the other presidents have done recently for the globalists, the people with all the money. You know, they want the President of the United States just to be a stooge and only do what they want him to do, which is basically continue the wars, poison the people, take the vaccines, poison the water, poison the food supply, poison the air, you name it. That's what they want, to continue to help them get lower the population. And then as soon as they get all the tall buildings put up with all the geometric towers on top, they're going to send out the killing frequencies. Some people are going to drop dead like flies in the street. I mean, this is the plan. So let's stop pretending it's not going to happen. Meanwhile, you know, it's important that we concentrate on our spiritual involvement. You know, we heard the message, love can conquer all, but fortunately, there's not enough people concentrating on that. Everybody is too busy with the ho-hum of life. The secret world government has a majority of the people in this world locked into their cell phone matrix, which has put them to sleep, basically. And they keep encouraging people, do everything through your cell phone, you know? If they had an app for you to go to the bathroom through your cell phone, people would push it and save themselves the trip. You know, hey, the phone can do it for me. Why do I have to waste my time? And this is where we're at now. People are being numbed down beyond belief. And hopefully, if you're listening, you still have control of your mind because it's being taken away from people. And this is serious stuff. And this is the Connect the Dots radio show, and I'm connecting the dots for everybody here. But I just want to remind everybody, this is why I'm running for President of the United States as a 2020 presidential candidate. Because I see the horror that's going on, and I know how to start addressing these problems. If I had some authority to, as an average citizen, I can't do much more than this radio show because I don't have access to the U.S. government. I don't have access to the secret organizations that are hidden in the U.S. military. I don't have access to the world-controlled globalists who could be maybe convinced that they're not only, they think they're serving themselves, they're actually serving the note creatures, not of this earth creatures. And perhaps I could convince them of that. I'm positive it's happening because I've experienced the liminal conversation and it's quite effective. And if you don't believe it could happen to you, well, then you're a perfect target. In fact, I mentioned it in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. I talk about the subliminal conversations and how the human being automatically thinks when he hears something subliminally, he automatically thinks it's his own ideas. Well, that works right into the hands of the people or the groups that want to manipulate us. It's reality we need to think about because it so easy to manipulate people subliminally. Yeah. Good salespeople know how to do that. It's not that difficult, really. And then, you know, world control people have the artificial intelligence machines that can do it for them. Send broadcast messages out there. And if you're not aware that you can be sent subliminal messages, you're a ready target. You're an easy target. And this reality is we need to think about because we are being duped, we are being tricked, and we have to fight for our lives right now, or our spiritual lives, because everything is being done to turn us into robots and make our lives difficult. They want to slow down our vibrations. Oh, there's so many tricks out there to slow down your vibration because in order to spiritually evolve to the reality we want to get to, the word's out, it's going to be the fifth dimension. We're going to skip the fourth because the fourth is still heavily polluted with negative life forms, so we wouldn't be much better off if we just went to the fourth. So the plan is to bring us up to the fifth dimension, and there's other plans to bring us up even higher than that, because the good guys know there's a lot of bad stuff out there, except they're really too tolerant, in my opinion. I would have sent the rescue ships here already, there are groups ready to rescue us if it gets too bad. And of course, there's the end of time moment when all the bad guys will get rounded up. But it would be better if they got rounded up before the official end of time. And by the way, end of time doesn't mean the end of your life. We're living in a world that exists in the realm of space and time. It also connects with the no time zones, because once you get into the fifth dimension, there is no time. And of course, scientists are always confusing us. You know, the Earth scientists, orthodox, old-fashioned Earth scientists, they're trying to tell us time is the fourth dimension, please. That's how ignorant they are. Fourth dimension is a different vibrational parameters which physical beings can exist in. Many of the false gods are from the fourth dimension, and they can exist both in the fourth and the third. And we got to stop listening to these Earth scientists. If you're a scientist on Earth and you don't understand the principles of multidimensional zones and understand the that each zone, each dimension, or each layer, or each zone of the total big picture has vibrational parameters. That's the simplest explanation I can think of, and I have it in my book, Connected the Dots Theory. Anyhow, so we're coming close to the end of my show here, and I was talking about lowering the vibration of human beings. Here's some of the tricks that are being used against you. Forcing you to wear a seatbelt. That restricts your breathing. That lowers your vibrational status when you're driving in the car. Putting you into creating ridiculous traffic patterns that cause traffic jams. Creates frustration and anxiety. That lowers your vibration. Slowing you down with traffic jams lowers your vibration. You know, speed limits are suppression. Anybody who's driven, like once you drive up to 80, 85 miles an hour, it feels better. It's a fact of life. Talk to anybody who has. That's why they don't want you driving that fast. It's got nothing. Sure, it's a little more risky, but at the same time, they're depriving you of the pleasure. And that's what the world control people want to do. They hate humans having fun and good times. So they think of any kind of excuse they can to take away our fun and slow us down. That's why they want you waiting in line at the bank, at the grocery store. They want you waiting and waiting because that slows you down, you know? This is all being done on purpose. It hasn't happened by chance. So it's time everybody wakes up and understands, you know, governments are not your friend, basically. They're working against you because they're working for the world control globalists who are owned by the new creatures, the not of this earth creatures, specifically those of the 12th planet, and I've said it before, that's what all the blood tests are about. The 12th planet controllers want to know who carries their bloodline, because in the past they mixed with us, and there are half-breed 12th planet and human Earth creatures mixtures. They're only half-breeds, but they were interested in, keeping alive their half-breed descendants. And this is something we need to wake up to. That's what all the blood testing is about. They want records of who carries the Nibiruan Anunnaki bloodline. Start looking into this. I said it before, too. Once you start asking, where does all the blood go? Well, nobody knows, except, I guess, the secret world organizations. And as far are slowing down. That's exactly what they're doing with the New York City transit system. Management is making just one rotten wrong decision after another. They're causing delays on purpose. They're slowing down the trains. They are just, it's all part of slow down the people. Make the people wait, frustrate them, which slows down your vibrations, which is no good. In order to evolve spiritually, we need to increase our vibrations because the higher realities vibrate faster. Well, common sense goes a long way. Anyhow, I mentioned last week, you can buy my CD, $10. You can go to PayPal now and do it. Next week, I might have CD Baby hooked up to get it that way, but you ought to get it because 23 songs, there's so much philosophy I put into these songs. It's enough to enlighten anybody who takes the time to listen to the lyrics. And, of course, you can listen to two of my songs free by simply going to on the Internet. My last election site is still up, Tom Edison, 4-F-O-R, President, 2016.com. And you can have two free songs of my great philosophical songs are on there. You can listen to for free. And you'll get to hear one more as we close the show now. Which is the first song on that CD. And it will be preceded by the guitar solo ending of one of my classic rock and roll songs that will be on the next CD I put together as soon as I set up the CD baby thing to make it easy for everybody to get. Okay, I'm going to do the countdown, Mr. Engineer. And give the people the two songs at the end. First one, end of a rock and roll song. And the second one is the first song on my CD titled Songs Better Than Dylan, because all the songs are better than anything Dylan ever put out. And I'm bold enough to say that because I've got the songs to back it up. So here we go, Mr. Engineer. I'm going to do the countdown, and you take us out. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join them in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I